And good morning. This is where BBC Radio 4 rises from its slumbers to begin our Saturday schedule. It's Chris Aldridge here with my colleague Jeremy Morgan at the controls. With thanks to our World Service colleagues for their work overnight. Later this hour, Jeremy Bowen on how he deals with blatant lies on the front lines of journalism. Meanwhile, tonight we hear how Germany became the salvation for a superstar.
David Bowie in Berlin.
Nobody actually wanted to live in Berlin. Everybody was trying to get out.
How a move to the city in the 1970s saved his life and career.
He had a great weight on his shoulders. He was very depressed.
He wanted fresh air.
A revealing insight into the artist's life in the epicentre of the Cold War, with unheard archive and new interviews with those who were there.
Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. That's true.
Bowie in Berlin, with me, Francis Whateley, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Tonight at 8.
Next this morning, it's Ground Control to Sarah Keith Lucas. Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Chris. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 14th of September, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Dover, 1033, slow moving, declining 1030 by midnight tonight. Low, 200 miles southwest of Iceland, 992, expected Southeast Iceland, 988 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in north. Showers, then rain, moderate or good. South Utsira. Southwesterly, 3 or 4, backing southerly, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5, fair, good. Humber, southwesterly, 3 to 5, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable, becoming mainly southwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Plymouth, south or southwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Easterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, but variable 3 or 4 in south northwest Fitzroy. Fair, occasional rain later in west Seoul. Good, occasionally moderate later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Irish Sea. Occasional rain later, except in Lundy. Good, occasionally moderate later. Shannon. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, veering west or northwest, 3 or 4. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey. Rain or drizzle, showers later, good, occasionally poor until later. Fair Isle. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in west. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South-southwest, 5. Mist, 2 miles. 1017. Falling slowly. Stornoway. South by west, 5. Slight rain, 2 miles. 1013. Falling. Lerwick. South-southeast, 5. 15 miles. 1018. Falling. Lucas, east by south, 1, 22 miles, 1,021, falling. Bridlington, southwest, 2, 1,027, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by north, 3, more than 27 miles, 1,031. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,031. Jersey, east-southeast, 2, 32 miles, 1,032, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, south by west, 4, 13 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west, 4, recent rain, 6 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Roddlesway, south by west, 5, rain, 7 miles, 1,024, falling more slowly. Malinhead, south by west, 5, 24 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure continues to build from the west, bringing light winds to many southern areas during Saturday. A strong southwesterly flow will develop across northwestern waters, with gales at times and outbreaks of rain or drizzle. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time near Cape Wrath. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, 3 to 5, mainly fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable, mainly southwesterly, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, becoming southwest, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, but variable 3 or less at first in Lyme Bay. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later. Good, becoming moderate or poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in north, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain and drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate or poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle, showers later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shetland Isles. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. That completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Many thanks, Sarah Keith Lucas. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 14th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Chris Aldridge. The Prime Minister says he and President Biden shared productive discussions, including about strategy in Ukraine. Pensioners over 80 will lose out the most under the plans to cut winter fuel support, according to new analysis from the government. And in sport, America's women golfers have dominated Europe on the opening day of the Solheim Cup in Virginia. Sir Keir Starmer says he held a long and productive discussion with President Biden, including about Ukraine, but he wouldn't be drawn as to whether he'd persuaded the US to allow Western missiles to be fired into Russian territory. Sir Keir said the talks had been a chance to cover strategy. He denied that he wanted quick decisions about tactics to weaken Vladimir Putin because of the possibility that Donald Trump could be re-elected in November.
I think if you look at both the Ukrainian situation and the Middle East, it is obvious that in the coming weeks and months there are really important potential developments, whatever timetables are going on in other countries. And that's why I wanted to have this opportunity to talk directly to the President about those decisions in the next few months, but to make sure that those decisions were, as it were, pitched in the wider strategic thinking that we share in relation to Ukraine, the Middle East and Indo-Pacific.
NATO's highest military authority, the Alliance's Military Committee, is meeting in the Czech capital Prague, where it's expected to discuss greater support for Ukraine. Many Central and Eastern European states have been outspoken supporters of Kyiv and have been crucial in persuading the Alliance to take a strong stance against Moscow. New analysis from the Department for Work and Pensions suggests people over 80 will lose out the most under the government's plans to cut winter fuel support for millions of pensioners in England and Wales. 7 out of 10 pensioners with a disability would also lose the payment. It comes as Disability Rights UK and Age UK told Radio 4's Moneybox programme that disabled pensioners often had higher energy bills due to medical necessity and that the cut would leave them worse off. Anne, who's in her 70s and from South Wales, is one of them.
We can't go anywhere. We don't do anything. You can't live without heating. You can't live without food. And you certainly can't live with dirty clothes and sheets. So it's really going to have a great effect on us, both mentally and physically.
One of England's largest school academy trusts is set to become the first of its size to ban students from using mobile phones at school. Ormiston Academies Trust says it's phasing out access to smartphones for around 35,000 pupils at its 44